If a person finds that he is very weak spiritually, I want to do the mitzvahs of Hashem with a much greater degree of faith, happiness, will, and I find myself weak. A satan attacks, and I haven't got the strength to take him on in battle. And it's very embarrassing to come before Hashem and say, Hashem, I'm not supposed to look at things that are forbidden. I couldn't contain myself. My willpower was weak. I fell. I was a victim to my Yetzirah. Therefore, I ask of you, Hashem, two things. One, in your kindness and compassion, forgive what I did. Forgive my act against you. Secondly, strengthen me now, and I should be able to combat this evil inclination. I should become a better servant, serve you much better. And this meeting with Hashem, like you'd speak to a very close friend, one who's anxious to help you, this can be at any time and as often as you like. There's no limit to this. There's no price to pay for these meetings. Psychiatric assistance, no bills to pay, no expenses, any time, day or night, as many times as you like, come before Hashem privately to speak to him. This is the key to every single Jew in elevating himself, becoming more religious, becoming a better person, physically, materially, spiritually. And this is the secret of the power of the tzaddikim. Every tzaddik that ever existed, from the beginning of time till Mashiach, every single tzaddik was elevated to his high madrega, his high level and high status, through the power of his bedidus. This additional private tefillah called his bedidus, that's how Eliyahu HaNavi spent his time in the cave. He was there during the period of time, the cave in Haifa. Abinazal was there and said, this is where he spent his time in his bedidus. This is how these tzaddikim arrived at the level of Kedusha, of holiness. So that certainly, in the case of Daniel, how was he to achieve the power of a miracle? Only through tefillah, through prayer. And of course, the tefillah must be a very sincere, deep-felt tefillah. Every word must be said humbly, with feeling, and concentration on what you're saying. You're davening Shemona Esrei, a silent prayer, davening to Hashem too. In most cases, the feeling is missing, is lacking, and the concentration is not there. A person can stand before Hashem and daven the silent prayer, tefillah, Shemona Esrei, his mind is completely on a different topic. Pasuk Shalom. That is the first rule of tefillah, to avoid hesach hadas, avoid your mind wandering. You speak to Hashem, do not let your mind wander.